I would add my welcome to Peter and Simon. It's good to see you here. As you're probably aware, if you've been here more than once, we don't stop the services to take collections on Sundays. That's because we don't want to embarrass guests or our visitors. We do, however, expect and encourage our members to attend weekly, to serve regularly, and to give generously. Joyfully, willingly, secretly, in proportion to your income, and preferably by direct debit. And each year on our anniversary, this Sunday, the first Sunday, we present our budget for the year ahead and ask you to do three things. We ask you to read the pledge leaflet carefully. You received a copy when you came in. We ask you to pray for God's guidance intentionally and to pledge your tithe generously. We thank God for your financial contributions during 2015. And by God's grace, we've been able to achieve much of what we sought out to achieve in 2015. And not least, we give thanks for our new 2020 vision, which we launched last Sunday. Your pledge leaflet explains how your tithes will be invested in 2016. Pages 1 and 2 explain the why. Pages 3 and 4 explain the where your giving will be invested. Page 5 is what we ask you to return today or next Sunday. And pages 6 and 7 explain how to give, especially if you've never completed a gift aid declaration or you want to begin tithing or you wish to change the amount you give. Now, our total budget for 2016 is £602,000. And through prudent management and planned staff changes, we've been able to reduce the expenditure from last year by about £38,000. However, projections on existing giving indicate we need to give approximately another £5,000 a month in new or increased giving to achieve our goals for the year ahead. The Apostle Paul writes to the church in Corinth about their pledges. He said this, "I'm not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others." And so we ask the church council and staff to lead by example. And encouragingly, they have already pledged, wait for it, an amazing £105,000. That's 7.5 more than last year. But our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. And that's because the scriptures teach us, reminds us that it's by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that we are what we are. And through his sacrifice we are rich. For our sake he became poor, so that through his poverty we might become rich. So we're confident that the Lord has led us to set some challenging goals for the year ahead and a budget to match. And we believe that each one of us, as we respond to his call and pledge what we believe the Lord would have us give, we will indeed have all we need. Because God is able to bless us abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that we need, we will abound in every good work. So, please complete your pledge form, place it in a box at the back, or return it next Sunday. And our prayer is that the whole of our 2016 budget will be underwritten by your pledges received on or before next Sunday, so we can celebrate Christmas, truly rejoicing in the Lord Jesus, his blessings in 2015, and trusting his provision to fulfill our calling in 2016. Three things we ask of you today. Read the pledge leaflet carefully, pray for the Lord's guidance intentionally, and pledge your tithe generously. Thank you.